Bertrand, hi, it's me. I'm just calling to let you know that there will be an Isaac Donahue who's going to come by from Special Pathology. I think they needed something special recorded in a hurry, or maybe it's his area of focus. I'm not 100% sure if I'm honest, but he's gonna be coming by to read a few things for us. So if he needs any sort of assistance, don't hesitate to jump in for him. If you have any questions or concerns for me, obviously, you can give me a call, send me an email. I'm gonna be out of the office over the next couple days, so you won't be able to come by in person, but I am here for you, and I'm here for him, and who knows? He might be, becoming part of the team on a more ongoing basis. We'll see how it goes. All right, I've gotta get going, so you have a great day now. Bye. Isaac, hi, it's me. I was just calling to let you know your supervisor in pathology has been in communication with me and let me know that you were free to assist us in the research archives, which we greatly appreciate. We've got a lot of SCPs to get through. While you're doing this, you will be reporting to Bertrand, their, the current lead, and I think you're really going to be able to get a lot of help from them. So just make sure to let them know if you have any questions or concerns. Obviously, if you have any issues with them, you can always come to me. You can send me an email, give me a call. I try to be available as much as I can. Obviously, I've got a lot on my plate as well, so I might not be able to get back to you right away, but as soon as I can, I definitely will. Either way, we're glad to have you working with us, and thank you so much for your time. Again, if you have any problems, Bertram is going to be your contact, so that's where you want to go. All right, I will talk to you later. You have a great day now. Bye.
Oh, thank God. Finally. The microphone is over there. The article is on the desk. Just hit record and go.
Just, okay, there's not any additional process to this? No, I don't know, paperwork to fill out?
There's only paperwork involved if it's something highly classified. This is not one of those.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess it's better than filing toxicology reports. All right, well, let's see here. Okay. All right, this is Isaac Donahue of the Special Pathology Department, subbing in for Archivist Bertrand. The following is a recording of SCP-022 for archival purposes and accessibility compliance. File begins. Item number SCP-022, Object Class Euclid. Special Containment Procedures. A vault door has been installed following Incident 022827 to seal SCP-022, which explains why I haven't been in there recently. It's to remain locked at all times, with the sole exception being the appearance of an instance of SCP-022-1. The original door to SCP-022 was destroyed during Incident 022827, with attempts at replacement being met with failure. Security cameras have been installed to monitor for instances of SCP-022-1. I'm sure that makes for great reality television. In the event that an instance of SCP-022-1 appears, automated system should incinerate it at the moment it leaves SCP-022. At this point, the vault door may be unlocked to admit cleanup crews. Should the automated systems fail to destroy the instance of SCP-022-1, response teams are cleared to enter and neutralize it. Under no circumstances may any living human enter SCP-022 except at the order of Class 4 personnel for testing purposes. Class 4 personnel may also order instances of SCP-022-1 to be captured and held. However, they may not be removed from SCP-022 containment facilities. All right, well, that's taken care of. Next up, let's take a look at the description. Sure, it's a lovely vista. SCP-022 is a morgue in the basement of Redacted Hospital in Great Britain. Until 1980, there were no reported anomalous occurrences within the morgue. Which is amazing, because I've never seen a morgue that hasn't been anomalous. Reports of strange activity were first received in November of 1980. The area was soon quarantined by the Foundation, with an official story being released that the entire building had been condemned. The reason for the sudden manifestation of its strange properties remains under investigation. Periodically, a random drawer within the morgue will open to reveal the cadaver under a covered sheet. Why is it never a cake? After approximately 6 minutes open, the cadaver will animate and attempt to leave the morgue. At this point, the cadaver is given the designation of SCP-022-1. In some cases, the cadaver will be too damaged or decomposed to successfully exit SCP-022 or even rise from the table it lies on. In this case, SCP-022-1 will typically struggle and twitch on the table until expiration occurs. Like, second expiration? Should an instance of SCP-022-1 expire while remaining on the table slides back into the drawer, which then shuts. Reports indicate the scent of burnt tissue is evident immediately following such an event. Let's see here. The energy source that sustains instances of SCP-022-1 is currently unknown. Instances do not breathe, eat, or sleep, and their bodies produce no heat. Analysis of SCP-022-1 following expiration has discovered no abnormal organs or chemicals present. They appear to be fully human cadavers. Instances also possess physical strength that exceeds that of normal humans. Though direct testing has proven problematic, I'm sure that's an understatement, researchers estimate the strength increase to be approximately 500 newtons or 112 pounds of lifting force, greater than one would expect a human body would have sharing a similar condition. Analysis is underway to determine if this effect is connected to the power source or if it's an entirely separate phenomenon. I would suppose that if you're not worried about breaking your muscles, that you could probably lift quite a bit more, but that's just me. When body parts are severed from SCP-022-1, the portion with the greatest mass retains its effects. All other pieces become inert. Destruction of the head or brain does not neutralize SCP-022-1. Instead, the lower torso and limbs remain animate. Complete tissue destruction appears to be the only method of successfully terminating instances of SCP-022-1. Left alone, instances of SCP-022-1 will simply expire. All motion ceases, and they appear to become normal cadavers again, or at least as close to normal as they can be. The amount of time this takes depends on how damaged the body is and the rate of decomposition, and can take anywhere between 2 days and 3 weeks. I'm starting to feel really bad for that cleanup crew. Investigation has revealed that the bodies acting as SCP-022-1 match the description of cadavers reported to have been stolen from morgues across the country. The mechanism for this transfer is currently being researched. Adding any new matter to SCP-022 has thus far proven impossible. Any object that enters SCP-022 disappears shortly after passing through the door, leaving no trace. This includes inanimate objects and biological specimens. See Addendum 022-001 and 022-002. So long as an instance of SCP-022-1 possesses a functioning mouth, tongue, and trachea, it is able to communicate fully with researchers. See Interview Log 022-751 for details. I don't want to know how those conversations went.
Too bad.
Addendum 022-002. A pile of matter was discovered on the floor of the room directly above SCP-022. It appeared to contain all matter that had been sent into SCP-022, with the exception of humans. All materials appeared to be broken and worn down. Metallic components were recovered in large amounts of rust, with all biological parts being in various stages of decomposition. Testing revealed that the time between inserting an object into SCP-022 and it reappearing above to be precisely 183 seconds. Humans who enter, however, do not appear in said pile. Instead, humans appear to become integrated into the morgue and may later animate as instances of SCP-022-1. Well, I know where I'm not going to vacation anytime soon. Interview log for 022-751. Each of the following interviews begins in much the same way. The instance of SCP-022-1 will typically be hysterical. Well, that's a bit of an archaic term. Until Foundation personnel are able to calm/restrain them. These portions have been omitted, thankfully. Date, March, redacted. 1980, redacted. Interviewee, SCP-022-1-2. Interviewer, doctor, redacted. Notes: SCP-022-1-2 was the second instance of SCP-022-1 that the Foundation discovered, the first having been destroyed on-site by Foundation agents. Well, I suppose they've never been the delicate types. SCP-022-1-2 had the body of an Asian male, approximately 54 years old. Its chest had been stitched up. Evidence of an autopsy. And begin log. Please identify yourself.
My name is John... What the hell is going on?
That's what we're trying to figure out, John. How did you get to this state?
I don't know. I was driving my car, coming home from... Never mind, I was driving and I crashed.
And then what happened?
Nothing. I woke up here. Please, this has to be...
So you remember being in a car accident, then woke up here in the morgue? Do you have any idea how you got here?
I didn't get here. Don't you get it? This isn't me. I'm not me.
What do you mean you're not you? At this point, SCP-022-1-2 became severely agitated and had to be physically restrained. This required 6 agents due to the strength increase associated with instances of SCP-022-1. Eventually, SCP-022-1-2 was calmed and the interview proceeded. Now, would you please explain what you meant?
This is not me. I saw my reflection in the steel. I'm not some old Asian fuck. This isn't me.
End log. Following the last statement, SCP-022-1-2 began to smash its head against the wall. Once further restrained, it began to scream unintelligibly for several hours before falling silent. It continued to struggle, though apparently unable to speak, for an additional 6 days until it finally ceased motion. During this time, it continued decomposing at a natural rate. An examination of the body following this interview was unable to determine a cause of death, as many of the internal organs had been removed. The only injury that did not appear to be a result of a previous surgery/autopsy was a damaged trachea. Date, March, redacted. 1980, redacted. Interviewee, SCP-022-1-5. Interviewer, doctor, redacted. Notes: SCP-022-1-5 animated shortly after D, 5619 was sent into SCP-022 and subsequently disappeared. SCP-022-1-5 had the body of an approximately 12-year-old female, missing its right arm and a large portion of its torso. I didn't think we had any D-class that young. Following the incident with SCP-022-1-3, all instances of SCP-022-1 are physically restrained before being introduced to valuable personnel, with SCP-022-1-5 being no exception. Begin log. Please state your name.
What did you bastards do to me?
Please state your name.
What the fuck did you do to me?
We've done nothing to you. Now please state your name.
You know who I fucking am.
Then refresh my memory, please.
I'm the guinea pig you just fucked up. Don't tell me you forgot me, Dr. Asshole.
Are you D5619?
In the flesh. And for your information, jackass, my name is... Now change me back, you son of a bitch. Change me fucking back.
End log. At this point, Dr. Redacted asked SCP-022-1-5 several questions to verify its identity. Though its identity was confirmed to be that of D-5619, no further useful information was gained from SCP-022-1-5. It was kept in a holding cell until expiring 2 days later. After 3 weeks, the body of D-5619 animated as SCP-022-1-7. In a brief interview with SCP-022-1-7, it claimed to be an 89-year-old female. And this is why I try to deal with samples that are for sure dead. Ugh. Alright, this has been Isaac Donahue, end file. Okay, I assume that recording was sufficient?
Yeah, that's fine.
Cool. And out the door to the left should get me back to the main hallway, right?
Yep.
Cool.
Don't turn the right or you'll end up in more archives.
Oh, how nightmarish.
Imagine being me.
Well, if you ever want to deal with things that are definitely dead, you know where to find me. Good luck with all of this.
Thanks for listening to SCP Research Archives. SCP number 022 was written by Dr. Severe. All SCP content is shared under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license. The theme song is Night of Chaos by Kevin MacLeod, used under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license. Sound effects are from freesound.org. Bertrand is played by me. The Archives Director is played by Redacted. And Isaac Donahue is played by Micah Carmichael. You can find their music on Syntax Pod. And you can find them under the name Non-Binary, spelled N0N-B1NARY, on Spotify and SoundCloud. Also, if you would like to... Maybe you want to talk about the show with other people. Consider joining the Discord linked in the description. I promise you, there's plenty of people who would want to talk about this with you guys. I'm sorry I didn't boost the Discord before now. I honestly forgot about it. But it's here now. So yeah. Thank you.